Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Apologies need to be made, my friend. My sincerest apology to Seton Hall Joe here in our office.
Where did he come from? Where did he go?
Where did he come from, Seton Hall Joe? Virginia is terrible at basketball.
Virginia, even.
They suck. Their offense is offensive.
Yes.
And it is, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. They lose to Colorado State, the first four last night.
Compelling.
I love.
Compelling.
I love the first four. Here's how the first four went last night. Wagner blew a massively, they were by like 14 in the second half. And to Howard, and they cling to a three-point lead. Final seconds in the final possession, Howard gets three attempts from three and miss all of them.
What about Virginia?
To tie the game, they miss all three. And that is the most, this is college basketball thing I've ever seen, is missing three straight three-point attempts to force overtime, and game over, you go packing. And Wagner gets the opportunity to get their teeth kicked in the round of 64. That is followed by what could possibly be the worst offensive performance that we have seen since Virginia basketball in the NCAA tournament, as Colorado State led the Cavaliers 27-14 at halftime.
And reminder, college basketball played in 20-minute halves.
Played in 20-minute halves. If you were wondering,
14, there's more. There were more minutes than points scored in the first half.
In the final minute and a half of the game, Virginia crossed the 40-point threshold. The previous lowest point total in an NCAA tournament game was also held by Virginia in 2017 when they scored 39 points in a game. We knew this game was going to be played in a phone booth.
As one of the worst offenses in the country. Like, not in major college basketball. In college basketball.
Yes.
In Division I college basketball. I think they ranked 317th in offense.
It's not good. And that got them in. They were one of the last four in. They were the last team in. You also have this aspect of Virginia's offense. They scored their 14th point of the game with 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first half. Okay? By the way, that's how many points they had at halftime. They did not score their next basket until the 16:40 mark of the second half.
Was it 13 straight shots that were missed?
No, it was 14.
14?
Yeah. The basket that they made to get their 14th point was at 6:48. Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
They did not score again until 7:40 Eastern or 7:40 Pacific time. That is 52 minutes of real time that they did not score a point.
Good.
Halftime is included in that.
Good God.
But if you just go by game time and how long
Jesus.
They went. Yeah, how far they went in the game.
What?
That is 12 minutes and 40 seconds of basketball.
That's
of game time.
That's an entire quarter.
52 minutes of real time.
And an entire quarter of NBA basketball. Imagine a team NBA.
If you take it. If
no,
you
it's
take
the 12 minutes.
If you take it to college basketball, it's a 40-minute game, so yeah. It's 10-minute quarters. It is more than a quarter.
It's more than an NBA quarter.
Yes.
More than an NBA quarter. An NBA team scoring 0 points is what you saw. It was,
it's a quarter and a half of high school basketball.
They shot 25% from the field, 17% from three.
And this is where I apologize to Seton Hall Joe. Seton Hall deserved to be in the tournament. After watching what Virginia put out there, boy, that was bad. That was really bad.
Look, if your best example or reasoning for why your team should be in the tournament is because the one that you just watched was that bad, do you really deserve to be in the tournament?
I think they do, because...
like, all apologies to Seton Hall Joe.
Yeah,
but
they would have put up a better fight and a more riveting performance.
I mean,
than
if
what
your main argument is, we're not that bad.
Well, the thing about both those teams, Colorado State and Virginia, they're really disciplined on the defensive end. If that first, like, 4 minutes of the game flew by, we didn't have a stoppage of play for, like, 4.5 minutes of that game, which is crazy to think about. No whistles, no turnovers, no real shots made, but it was just back and forth volleying, essentially, by Colorado State and Virginia. I think for as bad as it was for Colorado or for Virginia, though, it's just as good for the Mountain West. Because what was the Mountain West saying?
Yeah, they got snubbed. And, I mean, look at where New Mexico gets put. Look at where Boise State gets put.
A bunch of double-digit seeds.
Colorado State gets put. I mean, very clearly, I think there's two things you can say about this. And it was like, oh, it's just one game. Yeah, I know. But we were talking about this off-air with our boss but beginning of the week. The ACC not a little overrated this year.
It's not a great conference this year.
Yeah, and I thought North Carolina should not have gotten a one seed. I very much believe they should not have gotten a one seed. And I looked at the rest of the conference because it was like they're the ACC is a great conference. Like, is it?
And that's coming from noted Duke fan Jeff Montpelier. I love Duke.
But
your Coach K is so good.
It is pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Sounds just like him. I looked over there and I was like, did he dye his hair?
Did he dye it bald? Yeah.
Even 107-year-old Coach K has darker, more black hair than I do.
Blacker soul, too.
Fair.
But.
Although, yeah, you don't know me that well.
The Mountain West has got to be sitting there going, what the hell?
And that was what they were fighting, because everybody like Seton Hall Joe, all the Big East folks that were complaining about Seton Hall or St. John's not getting in, their whole thing was, how does the Mountain West get six in? How do you get six teams in from the Mountain West when all of them are double-digit seeds except for San Diego State? And this is how.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have to have a proving ground, because here's the thing about the Mountain West. Until last year, when San Diego State made a run and played for a national championship, they had S'd the bed in the tournament.
Yes, including last year outside of San Diego State.
And as much as the tournament committee says, we don't look at history, we don't look at conference tournaments,
they're lying.
100% do. Because that's why Michigan State is an 8 seed. That is why North Carolina is a 1 seed. That's why Kansas, with their two best players hurt, is a 4 seed, for God's sakes. They 100% look at your history and what you have done in the tournament, not just on an individual team basis, but as a conference as well. That's why Virginia even gets in the dance. That's why Mountain West teams are pushed down to double-digit seeds on the at-large bids.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's the reality that we're living in. And this year in college basketball made it exponentially tougher because how drunk was this year in college hoops? Like, no dominant teams really gave a pecking order of the hierarchy of college hoops, with the exception of UConn and Houston. But even Houston, they found
a way to faceplant themselves.
Yeah, it truly was. It was UConn. Mm-hmm. UConn is that only team kind of standing out above everybody else. Mm-hmm. And that makes it hard to... I do not envy those people in that selection committee. Because, granted, with Duquesne being like an 11, they're throwing darts at a dartboard.
Yeah.
The 6 seed in their own conference tournament, the Atlantic 10.
Yeah.
11 seed.
It's like, easy, guys. This isn't 1982. A-10's not popping.
But my apologies to Seton Hall.
Minor to St. John's.
You deserved that spot in. Virginia did not. And tonight, maybe we have that conversation about Colorado, too, because what do we have tonight? Colorado playing Boise State. In that game, look, Colorado is that team that everybody was squinting at, saying, hey, you lose in your conference tournament, and this has kind of been floating out. What do you think of this little – I've seen this floating around Twitter a lot. If a bid is stolen – because if a team makes a run in your conference, mm-hmm. then your conference loses their first four or their last four in team, right? So Oregon gets in, they're a bid stealer. That means Colorado would be out.
I think that's terrible.
NC State steals.
I don't know. Sounds fair to me. Win your damn tournament if you want to get in.
NC State steals the bid in the ACC. Virginia, you're out. If you're on the bubble and a team makes a run in your tournament, the difference is with Colorado is
Stop
that
them.
They, but Colorado played for the conference championship,
yeah.
though, at least.
Like,
you know, they at least made it to the conference championship game, which is something that, you know, Virginia can't say.
No, only that, a team getting hot in your conference, it doesn't reflect positively or negatively against you. It just is what it is. It's very much the definition of what is.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Basketball
You're
relations?
Better at Coach K than Bill. All
right, my apologies. I love Dan.
And he's back.
Yeah, there he is.
And he's back.
It's great because the monitor sits where I like right in between, so I can't really see Jeff until I lean out.
So it is.
So it's just
it's
quick.
Coach K's there.
Yeah,
he's right there. Yeah, I don't necessarily like it either, but I've seen it gaining a lot of traction with folks on social media. I think that. You want your best teams in. I think the tournament didn't get that this year. Virginia is
no,
the
very
clear indicator. And look, there's going to be a lot of people. If Colorado lays an egg tonight, they're going to be in that same conversation. I don't think they will. But there's going to be a lot of that talk and conversation tonight as we get Colorado, Boise State, 6:10 on True TV. The precursor, Grambling versus Montana State.
Oh, that's going to get weird. That's going to get weird.
100%.
Two very different fan bases.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I'm not sure you can get a whole lot more diametrically opposed.
You mean the historically black college in Grambling State and Montana State?
And Montana State.
Montana State's located?
Bozeman.
Bozeman,
Montana.
Where was the Unabomber holdup?
Notoriously black community
in
Bozeman, Montana.
Wasn't it Bozeman?
I thought he was outside of Missoula. Was he in Idaho?
He was in Montana.
He's in Montana?
Yeah, he was in Montana.
I think he was outside of Missoula.
That was different than Ruby Ridge, right?
Yes.
Because that's Idaho.
Yeah, no. All right. No. Unabomber
Not that there's
was,
a ton
was,
of difference
was,
there, but...
They found his manifesto in like a little commune of his own.
I'm going to get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Okay. It was in a Montana cabin, but I will... Outside of Lincoln, Montana...
Lincoln, Montana.
Dude, nobody.
I got nothing.
Montana is if you're not in Missoula, Bozeman, Helena, Great Falls, or Billings.
Look, I'll throw in a Miles.
You are in the middle of nowhere.
I'll throw in a Miles City because that's like the only one on the east side of the state. that like has anything. Billings.
Yeah.
Okay, it's closer to Missoula.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
But it's like it's on a little highway off of Missoula. Okay. Definitely in the like you know how they have the green areas for the forested regions? It's in there.
Yeah, don't put that evil on Missoula or on Bozeman, okay?
Sorry, Bozeman. I'm sorry.
That's Missoula.
I was trying to figure out what your well, I mean, he's close. It's closer to Missoula, but it's not that much further away from Bozeman. I'm just saying, the fan base, there's a type there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.